ponder some things as we move in this area. Now, one of the things we had to deal with at the beginning was, and I thank the praisers here at World Shakers, that they've been praying and they've been doing something different. But we had to get rid of performance. Men. Now, I don't hold them because this is all we knew. And what it did, it took us so far in the emotional realm that the real realm couldn't manifest. Every now and then we got something, you understand? But the supernatural has to come from another source beside talented people. And talented people and human effort, that's the word I'm looking for. And so we've had a lot of good musicians, a lot of good singers, but by us not knowing how to direct them, they got popular. And when they got popular, it postponed some things that the Lord wanted to do, because we were so busy in that realm that Satan kept clipping us off from the realm that would produce signs and wonders and miracles. Are you listening to me? And so we're coming around. We're in the process of training all our musicians and our singers in all our churches to flow, learn how to flow in this vein, that there'll be no sick person among us. Because there's nothing impossible. There's nothing impossible for God. And so we deal with two dimensions. We got to keep dealing with it, the natural and the supernatural. Yes, sir. Now, we have said it over and over again. We'll keep saying it. As a child of God with a divine nature to be able to operate in the supernatural, and I'll give you a definition of the supernatural in a few moments, but operate in the realm of God, you're made in his likeness and his image. You're made in his likeness and his image. And he made you that way so you can function a certain way into realms that are not normal. Now, the Bible already tells us that the natural man cannot receive the things of God. Then on the other hand, by not knowing how to function, we come under another category called a carnal man. He is in the same state that the natural man. He can come out because he has rights, because he's a Christian, he's a child of God, the son or daughter of God, but he can't function no different than a natural man because he don't know how to receive. Amen. And so to a certain extent, as we talk about the natural and carnality, performance, human effort, talent, shows, dimension we have been blocked from because the Lord cannot operate like he want to operate in those type of atmosphere. We're going to talk about atmosphere tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to talk about, atmosphere. I'll give you a subject and give you some things to work with. But I want to drive some things, because the natural, if one way you can quickly find out if you're in the natural: you're sick and you can't get well, you're broke and you can't get loose, you're in the natural. Amen. You can read all the scriptures you want and say all the confession you want and say how much faith you got, but if you can't get out, somewhere you're in the natural or carnality. And we have to fix that. We have to fix that. You know, we come to the word of faith age. We made a lot of confession. I'm a word of faith man. You know, a lot of teaching, a lot of confession. You know, studying faith and proper to study faith. But we got stuck in faith. Faith was supposed to be a vehicle to carry us to other dimensions. But we got stuck in faith. And when we got stuck in faith, we got stuck in waiting faith. Wait in faith. And so suddenly, immediately, and straightway have become foreign to the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
God show up, well, suddenly we tell him we're operating in faith.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. Yeah, and so, you know, we must drill faith so much because we stayed in the wilderness of not knowing how to operate in faith so long. When the faith message came, or the word of faith message came, we caught it. Then the charismatic now. You know, we start speaking in tongues, but still, all of those things was vehicles to him.
Yeah.
We took the vehicle and didn't let him get in the car.
Yeah.
are you following me?
Yes,
we riding around, rabba, ya, 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 ya. God said, "Will you stop this car and let me get in here and do for you what you want me to do?"
Yeah.
Are you looking at me?
Yes.
And then we come to the full gospel. Everybody became a bishop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two members, no proof, no evidence. Bishop so and so. And so we got behind Tyler.
Yeah.
And the Lord's still trying to get there. And Satan is clapping his hand, applauding. Come on, yeah. Hey, bishop. Go. All y'all are bishop.
Yeah.
Without, now listen to me. Without manifestation, without demonstration.
Yeah.
That we read, no, I'm not talking about the one we want. I'm talking about the one you read about in the Bible.
Right.
I'm talking about blind men seeing.
Yeah.
Born birth blind. And lamb people walking.
Yes, sir.
And manifestation. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And demonstration. Paul really was a man for demonstration.
Yeah.
Now, what happened, the disciples could not operate like Paul because they were too familiar with Jesus. They didn't really know who to was with because they were with him all the time and they took him for granted. Paul didn't know him that way. So Paul operated through revelation. Uh-huh. You see that? And so we had a lot of familiar people. People get familiar with government. They get familiar with their pastor. They get familiar with their leaders. And the honor and the respect is not there. So when the Lord come and the revelation come and the manifestation come, and the demonstration come and the healing come,
yes,
and the breakthrough in your finances come, you don't receive it because you're taking natural.
Yes.
See, God's goodness, write this down, God's goodness, God's grace, and God's government go together.
Yes.
Goodness, grace, and government. When Moses asked the Lord in the 33rd chapter of Exodus to show me thy glory, he said to him, "Lord, show me thy glory." He had seen the glory of God before.
Yeah.
But he, you know, you got to make a request and you got to get in a certain, you got to be in a certain mode for the glory to manifest.
Yeah. Wow.
So in the natural, I'm still on the natural.
Yeah.
In the natural, you get stuck.
Yeah.
Because Satan is in the natural. And he'll stick you.
Yeah.
But yet on the other hand, in the supernatural, you accelerate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now what happened when I was driving, when I was driving again, and I'll give you something in a minute, but I was driving again, two scriptures came. Having a form of godliness. Church. And denying the power thereof. You know we should have had more manifestation. Then on the other hand, so I think in the emotional realm, we thought because we were shouting and running and, you know, getting happy that was the realm. But it wasn't the realm. It was a substitute that Satan put. Now emotion do come with the real one. But the real one don't come with just emotion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at somebody and tell them, "I got that."
Yeah.
All right, now, so we got to get further than the emotional realm. And so I say, well, emotion. Yeah, he says, now, many times I came with promotion.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Then Psalm 75.
Yeah.
I came with promotion, in other words, in a realm that is beyond Satan, sin, this system.
Mm-hmm.
I came, but it was so much emotion, I couldn't pass out the promotion I wanted.
Yeah.
So, now I'm about to tell you something. Get ready.
Yeah.
Your season of promotion has come.
Yeah.
things that have been held back from you in the season and the original plan that God is pulling us back into. I mean, he just slipped in on me at camp meeting. He just slipped in and started doing some stuff. He slipped in on me, and then he started training us with this.
Yes,
are you following me? But this is your promotional season. Because there's no shortage among us for loving God. We love him. We respect him. We honor him. But God can't legally do something unless we make it legal. So it's not legal for God to manifest if we don't give him the right atmosphere to manifest in. God, hallelujah. God cannot manifest in the flesh before he passed through the spirit. And so we offer him a lot of flesh, and not knowing we offer him flesh. He come, he tries to land, but he all coming up is flesh. Actually, we in the motions, but it's the focus there. What's your mind on right now? What is your expectation now? Did you come expecting to see the supernatural? See? Are you following me? Now, so the supernatural is over in another realm where God steps in and begin to function without the assistance of man. Now you're ready to sit down because you're going to write. I mean, these meetings will cause you to stand up and you don't never want to sit back down. Now you expect to receive what you need to receive. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And don't have your expectation from man. Expect the Father of glory to manifest on your role. Expectation is so important in these type of meetings, because after the right expectation, it opens doors for encounters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have a genuine encounter with God.
Yes, sir.
In other words, he touched me.
Yes, sir.
In these meetings, one lady said somebody kept pushing her. Pushed her right on into a miracle. She looked behind her. Nobody wasn't behind her, but somebody kept pushing her. Another lady, more than one, a fire came. Heat started flowing in her body. And dried up blood she'd been pushing for years, probably. Doctors operated on her, give her 9 sacker of medicine. She sat up there in Columbus, Ohio, the Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, and dried up. Went back to the doctor to check him out. He said, you don't need, because he's supposed to have his second operation. The first one didn't do no good. He went back. It made me think about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
It was getting worse and worse after every operation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Went back and didn't need none. He checked the same wound, same woman.
Yeah.
But God had put his hand on her.
Yeah.
I mean, tell you, I can't take no credit. I didn't touch her.
Yeah.
No, Dr. Faub didn't touch her. Was at his church. He didn't touch her. Other ministers were there. My sons were there. None of us touched her. She was sitting way back. So we come to understand now by studying and seeking God's faith that the supernatural has 3 dimensions. Now I want to tell you some secrets, some mystery, and some hidden things the Lord want to reveal. And you preachers listen real good, because we've been missing out, man. And when we miss out, our ignorance caused the people to be ignorant.
Yes, sir.
And just tell the truth about it. And so now the dimension, the 3 dimension is faith, the anointing, and the third one we didn't know nothing about. We talked about it and but it's the glory. And so there must be someone in a service. Listen to me. When we call to praise and worship God and thank God and to study his word, preach and teach the kingdom, somebody got to know when the service have changed. And very seldom you can do this with a hero. That's why Paul said, I was in weakness, fear, and trembling, because I need help. And when the help comes, I'm sure not going to turn it down. That's what Paul was saying. Because actually, a minister without God is helpless. And so now, the faith, we know about faith. We know about the anointing. The anointing is a divine ability from God. But the glory is the manifested presence of God. What I said? Now, there's three things within that. All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Notice that man wasn't there? See? When the glory comes, somebody has to know how to make a transition from the anointing to the glory. Man have had hand laid on him so much he's spiritually molested. And still don't have a manifestation. And so now, according to Shedeba, we're coming to a place now where we know how to yield to God's glory. But God's glory is not coming within or upon anything. There must be an expectation for his visitation. So we want to begin this Show Me Thy Glory conference. In 33rd chapter of Exodus is our main text, but I just want to give you a few things before I go any further. How to create a supernatural atmosphere for the supernatural power to flow. How to create a supernatural atmosphere for the supernatural power to flow. Are you with me? Now, I want to share something with you that we'll be on the same page. We need to be on the same page. I have a lot of work. My Secretary Harder there had a lot of things I wanted her to get for me. And I'm using my notepad tonight. Now, when it come down to understanding the supernatural, it operate beyond the natural. Operate beyond doctor's report, lawyer's report, politician report. It operate beyond famine, recession. The supernatural does. You know, we know of Jesus with the 5 loaves, 2 fishes, didn't pay no mind. Because what? He knew how to walk in another dimension. And that's what he wants for you. So the supernatural, for definition, operate beyond the natural, moving in the ways and power and revelation of God. Ways, power. Boy, you got me with a hunk of money, you see. Wave and power and revelation. Power and revelations of God. Where nothing is impossible. Nothing, listen, is incurable. And nothing is unchangeable. The supernatural. I mean, in other words, you got a doctor's report, and he said, this is as far as I can go. That's not the end. Huh? So, in the supernatural, let's equate it with the word accelerate and promote. Accelerate and promote. Now, in the supernatural, there is nothing, no provision too much for you to have. Oh, man. What? There go your crackers right there. Listen to me. Listen to me. God wants you to know that. He'll come through here. He'll come through here and cancel your debt tonight. I can prove that. I can prove that. We've been talking for a long time. Talking about wealth, talking about breakthrough, talking. But really, look, to a large degree, caught nothing. But once a ram of word come, a present day Luke chapter 5, they had fish all night long. In the natural, those was natural, watchmen, natural born fishermen. They knew the water, they knew the boat, they knew the net, they knew how to let the net down. But they toiled all night and had taken nothing. But when they met the master, the master moved them from natural fishermen to become supernatural fishermen by giving them one word, cast the net down. That's a rhema word. All God has to do tonight is give you a rhema word and you'll sleep. You'll rise up with a solution tomorrow morning how to change your life forever. Look at somebody and tell them that's supernatural. See, reading the word, even having a revelation, is different than a rhema word. A rhema word is directed to you for your situation on the present moment and brought the emanation or the power or the glory to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
We do this as Christians. This is due season.
Yes, sir.
I said this is due season.
Yes,
sir. Look at somebody and say, this is my due season.
This is my due season.
And the season will never run out. Hallelujah. Actually, scripture-wise, sit down a moment. Scripture-wise, I'm going to read these two scriptures because I have a lot of things that, and I don't know what direction. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. How to create a supernatural atmosphere. Now listen, for the supernatural power to flow. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Impossibilities become impossible. Incurable becoming cured. What is too much? Where you got that from? You're a child of the living God. That's your ugly cousin told you that. I can hear him now. You don't supposed to have all that. Look all that stuff he got. But they don't understand, though. They're wrong. God up on the throne said, no, no, leave her alone. You're the one out of wax. You're the one acting like a bastard. Like I'm not your father. Up! Like I haven't provided for you. Never fight the blessing. Never fight when the blessing flowing. Jump on the boat. Say, hey, hitchhike. Jump on. Grab on to something. Connect to it. Don't fight it. Confess God loved me just like he loved him. God loved me just like he loved her. Might be something she doing. I don't know how to do it. Make friends with her. Eavesdrop. God Almighty. Whoa. Everybody needs somebody. See, but the devil's plan is to tell you that's wrong. Too much. Too blessed. To get you away from that person. So that person's mantle can't roll on you. Bye. You're putting your mouth on them. Matters does not come to gossipers.
Yes. Yeah.
Or you let somebody else put something in your ear.
Yeah.
Shut them off.
Yeah.
They're holding you back with them.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yeah, bye, 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 bye.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, lack.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, sickness.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, diseases.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, dying early.
Yeah.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yeah.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
here, come on, let's go to work. Here in John, oh my God. Hey, I've been preaching a half hour already. John, glory to God. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy, boy. Hey! Anybody have a toe problem, stomp your feet. Because he's dealing with toes right now. Broken toe, missing toe, whatever kind of toe. See, oh my goodness. That's the way. Yeah. Corn on the toe. Can't wear my shoe. I command it to dissipate tonight. I command the swelling to go down. I command the itch to leave. I command those spots on your toes to go now in Jesus' name. Nobody know but you and your toe. My. That's a mystery, isn't it? All the things. You say, he come in my spirit toe. So somebody in here have a need, or somebody out on the internet been suffering with toe problem for years. Well, my God, look like they'll never get to the toe, you know. The toe's so small, you know, big thing, your back. And no, the Lord, see, he think about the small thing. Because what may be small to me is large to you. So you just check it, because before we leave here, you're going to get that pain going to leave, that itch going to leave, that spot going to leave, those souls going to leave. Say this with me. Lord, cover my feet.
Lord, cover my feet.
All right, sit down. You'll get it. John 4:24, as we set this atmosphere, we have to understand this. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Back up to the 23rd verse, there's a statement here, because I'm going to take you to another familiar verse we got to lock into tonight. I don't know how far it's going to carry us in this meeting. But the 23rd verse said, but the hour comes and now is when the what? Now you see, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about performer. Wow. Now the performer is not bad within itself, because it's a person who loved God and thought they were doing right. But the atmosphere was polluted with flesh when the minister come. And sometimes people come for their favorite singer. But you don't know no better than somebody train you. Somebody love you and correct you properly with compassion. True worshipers, the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks out to worship him. The Father, that is, for the Father. But what is God looking for? Genuine hearts. You know, a lot of times people have their hand up. They ain't got their mind on God. Some of them got their hand up because they know they're going to look odd. But as soon as you put your hand up, the enemy tell you, mom, tied. Because he knows if you keep those hands up and keep talking to God genuinely, that the Father, the glory will show up. When the glory shows up, it's over. All satanic powers must bow. When the glory show up, it collides in the midst of the air with the finished work of Christ. It's finished, glory. It's finished, glory. Then you know this scripture, Matthew 6:33. Now, he's seeking us. Let's go about seeking him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, better understanding this now, when he says seek ye first the kingdom of God, is seeking his government. Moses' sister thought he wasn't governing right. And because she had read six scriptures and stuff, she thought she knew as much as he did. Like some of y'all do. You know, you set up late at night and got a few verses, and you got a few revelations you wrote down and said, Pastor Shoal said this morning, I wish I was up there. Look straight ahead, nobody know who you are. And that's dishonoring government. Because the feverish we are, the powerful we become. You have to let us fumble and stumble, miss a word, miss a period, miss a question mark, miss an exclamation mark, and just keep talking and fumbling around. Finally, the glory will come. It's those who got it all together. They're not creating no atmosphere because they're performing, and there's an ego on the line. The finished work of Christ is not on the line. And God can't get his glory. And where God can't get his glory, he is definitely not going to finish it. That's why Paul said I was in weakness. Paul was a highly educated man, but he found out it don't work here. And some of my greatest moments was when I was stumbling and couldn't get my word out and couldn't say nothing right. You know, I don't do it on purpose. It's just where I am. Now, notice this. Get this down. And you can do this at home. You can do this in your car. You can do it on your job. You know, when you're off by yourself in your office. You could do it with a shovel. If the boss leave long enough, you can do this. Creating an atmosphere of worship brings his presence. You see it? Creating a proper atmosphere of worship brings his presence. Presence, God to himself. One of the things Moses said, I'm not going without your presence. But the Lord present never come without presence. When the Lord comes, the first thing he want to deal with is dysfunctioning in his child. Did you get that? High blood pressure. Diabetes. That's dysfunctional as a child of God. Because John said, beloved, I worship above all things. You're prospering, be in health, 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 man. The hell with all this sickness. Ain't nobody got no time for this, man. All this medicine. We ain't got no time for all this pain. Y'all just sit there if you want. We ain't got no time for this. I'm trying to shock you. So when the manifested presence of God come, he searched your audience out. He's looking for something you couldn't do. He's looking for something that you need you couldn't buy. He's looking to do an operation without cutting you. Because all he'll say, blood, be normal. Blood pressure, be normal. It has to obey him. Now, some things you have been trying to do with faith has not worked for you. You've been believing for something a long time. It has not worked. It's working on it, but it haven't worked for you. Get ready to write. One of the greatest obstacles, see, I can't pronounce that word good, there's something in the way, to seeing a demonstration of the supernatural power of God is there does not exist a spiritual atmosphere for the glory of his presence. When people are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth, watch this now, on a continuous basis, they are not able to create the environment to bring his presence. Wow. Wow. Churches all over the Western culture. Yes, churches meet, and they never get there. They never get there. Never get it. Why? Most Christians stay after worship. They come just for the word. Yeah. Then when the word comes forth, it's not legal for them to receive. Because you have dishonored God and you have held back his praise and his thanksgiving and worship, and you come in late on purpose, and when the manifestation and demonstration start moving, it's illegal for you to receive. Y'all watching me, y'all up in here, listen to me. Get the praise and worship. I don't care, get the praise and worship. Because you're already locked in. See, there's some combinations that have to be unlocked for the glory to flow. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship unlock the combination with your name on it. And so when he comes, he know they that honor me, I'd honor them. So he know whether you have honored him or not, and he can't dishonor himself with your dishonesty. So praise and worship is important. It's not just for the praisers and the musicians. It's not just for the ushers. It's not just for the leaders in the church. It's for anybody, all the children of God who are in that dispensation or in that area. Yes, they need to get there and put their hands up and get the glorifying God. Now let me give you this again now. I'll continue. When people are not worshiping God in spirit and on a continuous basis, they are not able to create the environment to bring his presence. Now I see something here. An environment can be created, but you wasn't a part of it. So when the glory manifests, it passed you up. Because of your stubbornness and stupidness. Because, and then door sheet, money sinner. He's coming now. He's coming now. He's coming right now. I sense it. Oh, yes, he's coming. He's coming right now. I sense his presence. Something about to happen in here. Yes. Right now. He's coming now. Oh, my. I'm going to back off in a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, sir. Y'all, I can say, yes, sir. Glory. Hey! What? No. I'm not talking about no emotion. I'm talking about the Lord himself. The Lord honored that statement I made. I mean, he told me to say it.
Yes, sir.
But he honored that. He said, those who dishonor me, I can't honor them. Yeah. Tell my people to honor me. Yeah. Tell them lift their hands and rejoice in my presence. Yeah. Tell them all right. I'll tell you what's been happening to you. Listen to me. Write this now. Turn down again. We'll get back there. Because I believe that's it. But I need to show you something right quick. Your total being must be connected properly. First Thessalonians 5:23-24. I'm getting into my training class. I'm going to do some training in the morning. You need to get back in the morning. I'm going to do some training, supernatural training. Train in the supernatural in the morning. Train you how to walk in the supernatural. Wow. Train them how to have a supernatural lifestyle at the house, child. At the house, not at the church. At the house. The glory fall at the house. And we'll do some training. But you have to consider now. You have to understand this. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Your spirit, and I mentioned that in prayer meeting this morning, your spirit is the king. That's why the Bible says he's the king of kings. You're a king and don't know it. But you're a king in your spirit. Royalty is in your spirit. All right? Your soul supposed to be the servant when the king's in charge. Why you think you move in the spirit realm so quickly when you're praying in tongues? The king take his government over the servant and the body. Your body who running things is supposed to be the slave. When the king tell the body it can't be sick, it can't be sick. Healing does not come directly to the body. It comes to the king. Your spirit. Your heart. Now your body, I'm talking to your body, trying to make you think, you know, you got Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, we'll deal with that tomorrow. But I mean, you know, it'll make you think it's running thing. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go over one or two purposes for the supernatural, and then we'll let God do what he want to do up in here.
Yes, sir.
Expecting something supernatural to happen by anticipating it will. Whatever you're dealing with. However long you've been dealing with it. Know the fact that he is greater. And know that he can deal with it right now just like that. Snap. Just like that. And you got to have that type of expectation. From him, not from a man. Now, I know the gifts of the Spirit work. You have the power gifts. You have special faith. Well, you can't raise a person from the dead. We've seen four raised from the dead. Special faith, gifts of healing, and working of miracles. I know they function. Hebrews, turn to Hebrews 2:4. It tells us the lineup, things that conform God. A song by itself don't conform God. Reading the scripture by itself does not conform God. God want to manifest. God want to demonstrate. God, I tell you, God want to put on a show. Well, Moses said, show me thy glory. That's the show.
That's the show.
I tell him right now, he can put on a show in this meeting anytime he get ready. We ready for it. Huh? Hey. So now, the purpose for the supernatural is for walking victoriously, listen to me very carefully, in the now. So important, so important, so important. The supernatural is always in the now. You see, the supernatural does not have to have a committee, and it does not have to have a converse with anybody because it's God. So, I mean, you got to put the supernatural in the right tense. It's not yesterday, and it's not tomorrow. See, most of the time, we're hearing a historical gospel. We're hearing these guys preaching. They tell good stories. They're orators. And they can speak their eloquence. And they can speak, and they take that story, boy, and they'll take that prodigal son or somebody and just wrap it all up around you. And everybody leaves just like they came, even the prodigal son. Because it's historical and it's not expecting nothing right here now. So walking victoriously in this life now He who knows God knows that moment by moment it can happen.
Yeah.
And so it's just as easy to expect it to happen than to put it off.
Yes,
hello?
Yes.
What you putting off tonight? What been vexing you? That woman had that issue of blood how long? 12 years? Some of these preachers, that's a long time. Another woman was that humpback woman. And then there's a man at the pool that was 38 years. So nothing too long. And nothing too wrong. And nothing too strong from the enemy to stop the hand of God. See, you got to get your mindset straight. You got to get that understanding. I'm not going to live with this all my life. Yeah, yeah. I've been healing many things. High blood pressure, diabetes, artery plug. And God put a new set of organs. The doctor looked in there and said, somebody put another one in there and it went around that one. That was a miracle. That was God. Creative miracle. Doctor wanted to put me on 8 or 9 medicine one time. I'm on none. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, but I'll be knocking my medicine. Now I'm on medicine. I ain't knocking your medicine. I'm knocking you. Because I want you to get up off it and yield to the Spirit of God and stop depending. Man met us in a donut shop. He big as a baboon who broke out the zoo and broke into somebody else's food. And he tell my boy, we was getting some donuts. He tell the boy, he says, yeah, I got diabetes here, but I'm going to take another shot. I'm eating these hot rascals tonight. Don't laugh. Some of y'all the same way. You take it. Some of y'all, now I know I might lose the anointing here now. Some of y'all just eating yourself to death. Change your diet. Your sugar level go down. You eat it with the pill in your hand. Walk in victorious. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good now. Don't be looking at your watch now. I just said all the other stuff I told you, you never look at your watch. Now you're looking at your watch. Walk in victoriously in this life now. Now, so sit down. You're going to walk victoriously. 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 You're going to walk victoriously in this life now. Whatever holding you, whatever hindering you, must leave this house tonight. Because I sense the glory coming. You don't have to put up with that. Your God is greater than that. If you can get that atmosphere right, and I believe we're getting it right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready for a healing. I'm ready for a miracle. I'm ready for a sign. I'm ready for a wonder.
Hallelujah.
You see, there he is again, John. Now, I passed up one opportunity. Here he is again now. Ready to manifest. Ready to manifest. You ready to receive, aren't you? Lift your hand toward heaven. Give him some praise. Talk to him. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand again. Shatalabasha. Pray in the spirit a few minutes. Touch you. Pray in the spirit a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I told you earlier, I'm sensing now, Janet. I'm sensing, you see, there were times the Lord came in my services. I want to keep on teaching. And so I did it a few minutes ago. He came back. He had mercy on us. He want to do something in here tonight. I put these two men up here with Mike, not to strand nobody to do anything, make nothing happen. But we have, oh my goodness. Now, I don't know what this means, anybody. It was on the corner, but it has moved to the center. I don't know what that means. It was on the corner, but now it moved to the center. Now, you couldn't name that shit. Oh, you got that? It was on the corner, but now it moved to the center. Shokoshita. Now, it seemed to me that it started off small, but now it's gotten larger. That's what you had?
Yes, sir.
See, it started off little. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's taking more of your mobility from you. It's taking more of your energy from you. Uh-huh. That's what he said. But he said, I can handle that.
Yeah.
When?
Now.
All these meetings, I want you to stay in the now.
Yeah.
We can't stay in, you know, I'm believing for it. No, we're not talking about believing now. We're talking about now. Believe now. Put it up. I'll let this man stand here a few moments. You any pain? Just put it, any pain, anything you know have disappeared. Check your every knot. Check your knee. Check your back. Check everything was bothering you. We've seen shoulders replaced. We've seen legs, knees replaced, and we're not replacing them. It's the glory of God. And I thank God tonight. Now, gentlemen, I went a little further tonight. Here's where I went further. I understand, and I'm understanding about you boys. There are times God came, but you thought you had to preach to a certain length,
yes,
and you kept preaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you lost that anointing.
Yes, right.
And the glory, you didn't make the transition to him, so now you got to go back and try to work the anointing.
Yes, right.
But when the glory comes, go ahead, son, play. Now, not trying to play, not too long. So now, if or when something manifests in your life, I want you to come forward to one of those mics. And I'm not going to be saying this every night. I'm just going to stop, sit down here and wait. But I'm just training now. I'm just training people. Check it. Check what's missing. Knots, lumps, tumors. Even if we've had people in our meeting check their sugar level, and it was down from 600 to 140. It's the Lord's doing. Lord, show me thy glory. Everybody say, Lord, show me thy glory. All right, check yourself now. There they are, the two men there. Thank you, Lord. You watching by internet? What they got to do, Leroy? Email it to you? Montreal, where you at? Darnell, y'all tell me something. What they do? Email it. All right, you got to email it in, because things happening all over the world now. We're here.